We managed to march in our thousands in solidarity, and with a set of demands that we intended to present to the ambassador, first and foremost because it is our embassy as Zimbabweans. So we expected that the ambassador must be there to receive us and to receive our documents and to allow us to present our demands and our grievances to him. So it must be put on record for posterity that we also demonstrated against what is happening in Zimbabwe in solidarity with the millions that are back home. So yeah, it was an act of solidarity, and I think it's very important that this was done this part of the world.
How were you received by the embassy staff?
As we would have expected, when we got there, all the embassy staff were doing was to watch. I don't know whether they were watching in admiration or whether they were watching in fear, but all we could see is that through their windows in their two- or three-story offices, they were watching us, but they could not come to receive the documents that we wanted to present to them. Nonetheless, that did not deter us, ourselves, Zimbabweans, and also the solidarity partners, some from South Africa, that were marching with us. That did not deter us. There was quite a huge media presence there, so we managed to read out our demands. We managed to sing revolutionary songs. We managed to mark our presence. And I believe that those of us that had the document that was supposed to be received had other ways of getting it to the embassy other than having the ambassador himself or his designated person coming to collect that document. So one way or the other, the message was sent home, and I'm sure they received it.